The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Four dead humpback whales have been found on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay this year, apparently having been killed in collisions with ships. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says the U.S. Navy is among the agencies trying to help make the bay a safer place for whales.
Yeah, this story is by Lee Tolliver, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. Interesting story about how the Navy has an obligation to look out for marine mammals in shipping lanes. And it quotes a senior Navy marine resource specialist saying, that we could just check a box, but we take this very seriously. They're out trying to figure out what the size of the population of humpback whales is. They think it's about 110 at this point. And they tend to gather, congregate in the deeper channels right at the mouth of the bay. That's where a lot of their food supply is.
And David, unfortunately for the whales, that's also the place where ships come into the bay.
The problem may be the larger container ships that roll through that channel all the time. They're larger, they're not as nimble, they're hard to change direction quickly, and these whales are notoriously slow swimmers.
Now, the Navy brought in a research firm, HDR Engineering, to study the situation. Now, one of the things they found about the frequency of collisions was particularly troubling.
They found about 10% of the whales had evidence of impacts with ships. And that's a high percentage compared to other areas that the Navy has studied.
As of right now, both the researchers and the Navy say there are no obvious solutions to the problem, but their work will go on. David, our next story is from Roanoke, and it's about the problems that local governments everywhere have when they find themselves owning endangered historic properties.
This story is by Matt Chittum, a reporter for the Roanoke Times, and it's about three properties in the city that all have historic value. One way or the other, they fall into the city's hands, and the city just doesn't have the money to keep them up. So they're looking for proposals from developers to buy them and to fix them up.
The main difficulty, obviously, is that developers feel they need to do certain things to properties to make them profitable. And these things are often at odds with preservation goals.
For instance, they have a property in a city park that they're going to include. It's a caretaker's house that dates back to the 1820s. So they proposed listing that house with basically an acre and a half. But boy, the neighbors got up in arms over that. They'd love to see this caretaker's cabin rehabilitated and used as kind of a center for the community. So the city wants to preserve the history. The taxpayers themselves can't afford to do it. And so the question is, how do you raise the money? One of them they're talking about neighbors doing a fundraising drive. This is a dilemma that many localities face of what to do with these historically significant homes that have fallen into disuse.
Members of Roanoke City Council quoted in the story say more creative use of easements and tax credits are among things they might take a look at. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.